It's a little ironic that the live session we recorded at Moogfest in Asheville, North Carolina, in front of listeners from our affiliate WNCW, is from a band that does not use a Moog synthesizer. In fact, Mountain Man, the all-female trio of singers Molly Aaron Sarl, Alexandra Sauser-Monig, and Amelia Randall Meath, barely use any instrumentation to supplement their harmonies. Made the Harbor is their debut album that has been getting a lot of praise, and we will talk with them after we hear a couple of songs, including How Am I Doing? That starts things off with Mountain Man.
But it's understood that everything I do, I shall do. Good Lord, how am I doing? Hey, hey, tweet, 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 twat, twoo. How am I doing? Hey, hey, sweet, sweet, yin, yin, yin. How am I doing? Hey, hey, gee, oh, baby, oh, show. I'll admit I'm not the best in town, but I'll be the best till the best comes around. Now, how am I doing? Hey, hey, tweet, 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 twat, twoo. To sing, she'd take a chance on any old thing. The other night down at the hall, while the band was playing, Sadie stepped out on the floor, and this is what she sang. How am I doing? Hey, tweet, 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 twat, twoo. I said, how am I doing? Hey, hey, gee, oh, baby, oh, show. All I need is two little drinks, but you done got me started and I just can't quit. How am I doing? Hey, hey, tweet, 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 twat, twoo. How am I doing? Hey, hey, sweet, sweet, yin, yin, yin. How am I doing? Hey, hey, gee, oh, baby, oh, show. I saw the moon from under a tree. Please, Mr. Moon, don't you tell on me. How am I doing? Hey, hey, tweet, 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 twat, twoo. Oh. Can't you hear me?
Thank you.
between the sheets. It was just you and me. Screaming so loud. Staring so sun to the moon. La da di da. La da di da. Eclipse, my hips are all yours tonight. Hurry up, baby, hurry up, baby, or get out of my sight.
Thanks.
Well, I'm glad we got to hear some music before we talk, because it's really beautiful. Mountain Man are our guests today, Amelia, Alex, and Molly. Now, we should talk about how you began. Amelia, you and Alex had done some singing together?
Yeah, we were singing, we sang Cyndi Lauper covers together. Alex had a tape of She's So Unusual, and we would listen to it on this little teeny boom box in her art studio. Mm-hmm. And
you could do far worse. Those are great songs.
Yeah, great really songs.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did that, and then Molly was singing this song that Amelia overheard, Dog Song, which
was the second one we heard.
The second one, yeah. And fell in love with the song and made Molly teach it to her, and then Amelia taught it to me. And then when Molly came back to school, we all started singing together.
And were you all writing? Because it seems to be songs from each of you involved.
Yeah. Yep.
So, now, Molly, your songs are the most carnal, shall we say.
Yeah.
Yep.
And do you want me to comment on that?
I think it's kind of cool.
Well, I mean, I would say they're more about ecstasy than carnality, but everything's connected.
That said, there's the other element that really comes to the fore, and it comes right from the name of the band, Mountain Man, are kind of gender issues and gender roles and what a female singer performer is. You all went to Bennington. Was that part of a curriculum for some of you at some point as well?
Yeah, I still have 3 semesters left at Bennington, and I'm studying gender and performance. I mean, going to Bennington itself is an interesting study in gender because it's about 70% women and 30% men, so I don't know. Maybe
there's some interesting dynamics that come out of that.
In what ways? Because that could bring up a lot of things. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it makes some very fierce women. And a lot of the times, the men at Bennington feel really intimidated by having so many women throwing themselves on them all the time.
And in their beds.
Yeah.
It's an interesting reversal at Bennington College.
The recording you did, as I mentioned, it's a lot of breaths and silences, but there's such a wonderful sound of the room in it. And you recorded it in, I've heard it in an ice cream parlor. No.
I think at one point it was an ice cream parlor, but now it's the apartment of a
friend. Justin.
But it has a real, it sounds like it has tile in it or something.
It does. Yeah. Pink tile.
Excellent. You can't
all
hear
ice cream colors.
Yeah.
Well, you can't hear the pink, but you can hear the tile. which would bring to the point where people talk about, you know, this being they talk about the Appalachian sound out of the traditional sound of it. But that was never the intent, right?
No. Not Appalachian at all.
We actually don't really, I mean, like, I don't think we sound Appalachian.
Really. I can understand why someone might think that, but I think it's pretty far.
Yeah.
Pretty far from that.
The kind of story of this band is just one of the things that could really only happen in this time. And how quickly that it sort of spread. Mm-hmm. Did it take you all by surprise? Or did you have any adjustment to it?
Oh, definitely took me by surprise.
Yeah, we're still really adjusting. Like,
it's a lot.
Yeah, in what ways? Having people, you know, for your time or keeping personal lives together or what aspects of it are?
Keeping personal lives together is definitely a challenge.
Yeah. I know I'm very much a homebody, so being on the road and trying to figure out to have some sort of stability or routine is really difficult. And it's kind of hard to stay sane while you're living in a car.
Very much so.
It's funny, like, the idea of touring is so romanticized. It's like this really awesome thing to do, and people who get to do it are really lucky. And I think that's true in some ways, but it's also not as glamorous or as exciting as people seem to think it is.
Also, when we started singing together because it felt so amazing. And now that our job is to share that with as many people as possible.
Every day.
We've become music-making machines.
Yeah.
And it can be hard sometimes to really feel like we're still, I mean, to be excited about it and feel like we're all still connected in the way that we were when we first started.
Yeah. It's a really hard transition, and I think that we're kind of in the thick of figuring that out right now, and especially the way things happened to us, we kind of just had different opportunities presented to us, and we said yes to them rather than designing your life yourself. You say yes to different opportunities, and so trying to figure out how to shift these opportunities in ways that work for us. Like, I'm bringing my friend Pickle on tour with us, and that helps a lot. Or we've been playing in huge venues, and we kind of find that we miss the intimacy of smaller venues.
Like this,
yeah.
Well, we've got the right size venue, that's true. Mountain Man are our guests today, and we're hearing some of the music, which comes from Made the Harbor, the new album. And what do you guys want to do next?
This song's called Play It Right.
When the sounds come together so close to my face, it's no wonder we wonder what's taking place. Oh, I feel like an animal in the night. Play it right, play it right, play it right, play it right, play it right. Play it right, play it right. Oh, if my ears were as big as the ocean, I could hear all of your devotion. I would be more than a small human with her head pressed against your mouth in motion. Play it right, play it right, play it right. Play it right, play it right, play it right. And we will move just like we're in a movie. We will speak so warm and smoothly. We are like the people we came from. We are dancing and advancing to the light. Play it right. Play it right.
Hope play right, we play right. You play right, I play right. Hope play right, we play right. Play right, play right, play right. Play right, play right, play right, play right.
Thanks, guys.
You must be some kind of holy father, son, and father only son. I grow 1,000 feet tall, I grow 1,000 feet, fall 1,000 feet, I rise like sun, I'm lonely father, son, and father only one. You must be some kind of holy father, son, and father only son. I grow 1,000 feet tall, I grow 1,000 feet, fall 1,000 feet, I rise like sun, I'm sun, I'm lonely father, son, and father only one.
You must be some kind of holy father, son, and father only son. I grow 1,000 feet tall, I grow 1,000 feet, fall 1,000 feet, I rise like sun, I'm sun, I'm lonely father, son, and father only one.
Must be some kind of holy father, only father, only son. I grow 1,000 feet tall, I grow 1,000 feet, fall 1,000 feet, I rise like sun, I'm sun, I'm lonely father, son, and father only
Alex, Amelia, and Molly Mountain Man, our guests today on the World Cafe. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.